Hey, welcome to the Faith Film Fan Podcast, your one-stop shop for all the latest and greatest of Faith Film Fan stuff.
That's right.
And I have with me an amazing Faith Film fan. He's been a friend for many years. He's an amazing guy. He's a big cheese at Angel Studios. Well, actually, he's not a big cheese, but he is cheese. He's not the big cheese, but he's cheese.
This is the best intro ever.
Jared Giese, welcome to the show, Jared.
Thanks, Rick. Good to be here.
Are you Chief Distribution Officer? Is that the official title? What is the title?
That is the official title.
Is there a vice president in there too? Is there other things, other titles?
You've got it. That's it.
Cheese.
You got to put that in there. Yes.
Angel Studios. Well, we've heard so much about Angel Studios. Talk to me a little bit about what's going on with Angel and what's happening.
It's been a rocket ship of a last 12 months. We launched a theatrical division, and our first film came out last March, a film called His Only Son, about the story of Abraham. Really powerful film, opened at number 3 in the box office, which was great, because initially I thought, let's put a small movie in there just to get something flowing through the pipes. It was a smaller film, first-time filmmaker, but really well done, but only a $250,000 budget. So we thought, let's just put in a few hundred screens and test this out while we're getting our sea legs and launching this new way of getting content out there. Well, when we went out to the crowd to open they had the P&A offering that they did to see if fans wanted to get on board.
That's print and advertising.
That's
okay.
So just
that's the marketing
to invest
cost,
money
to get
in
into
the marketing.
Theaters.
Yeah. Well, the fans came on board and put I think they hit the cap of $1.3 million in 100 hours. So we're like, oh, the people want to see this film, so we need to go wider with the film. So we went wide, and it opened at number 3.
How many theaters did it go in?
I think we opened in 1,800.
So from 200 theaters to 1,800 theaters.
Yeah. So it was a nationwide film, and it was going up against John Wick 4 and
right. David Helling, the director, we had on the show.
Well, there you go.
You had him on the show. You can
David's
go find
amazing.
That in the archives.
Definitely go listen to his episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's brilliant, and he's working on Jacob, the next film. He probably talked to you about it. He's been to Israel a few times to do some research, and I can't wait to see what he has next.
Fantastic.
Because people loved what he did the first time around. So our next film was...
And it did $14 million, right,
at the box
office. So, just a little, from 250,000 to $14 million, kind of just a small success there.
Yes, exactly. So then we thought, well, let's do it again. And our next film was a little film called Sound of Freedom, you may have heard of.
Nobody, we had that on the show as well.
Great. Well, that went on to do $250 million in the box office globally. And it's still going out in theaters. It's in theaters right now in Italy and Korea. It'll be in theaters in Japan in September.
Amazing.
So it's still reaching its way across the world, and just people are loving that film. But I know we've had so far 30 million people have watched that film in theaters globally.
Amazing.
When it released on Amazon Prime on Christmas Day, it became the number one movie in America within 24 hours. It's in the top streaming films all across Latin America right now. So it's just been a privilege to get that film out to the world.
And it's so funny because Amazon turned it down. Everybody turned it down. They couldn't get the film. They couldn't get it released.
It had a lot of roadblocks for that story to come to the world. It
and went then through, you like, guys put it out, and now Amazon pays all this money and makes it number one.
I don't know that Amazon ever, originally it was at Fox, and then Fox got acquired by Disney, and Disney shelved it, and so the filmmakers had to buy it back from Disney. Then they had an independent group who was going to take it out, and then the pandemic hit, so that shut that down. And then we were able to come along and bring it to the world, and everyone loved it. Amazon's been a great partner, and they see the faith audience. They're trying to do more there, which is really interesting. So
amazing.
And His Only Son also was on Amazon the same time, and His Only Son was in the top 10, same
amazing.
Time, right there up there with Sound of Freedom.
Amazing.
So that was our second film in theaters. Then we did a film called After Death that mm-hmm. came out, a documentary.
Yep. We had that on the show. We've had all these on the
show.
Good.
We'll bring it. We'll keep sending them to you. Yeah. So After Death opened as the number one documentary theatrically since the pandemic, not just like for faith docs, like all documentaries in theaters. Mm-hmm. And top 15 opening of documentaries of all time.
Yeah.
Like just breaking records. And so many documentary filmmakers have been invigorated by that success and want to see more of that. So we'll see what comes in the future on the documentary side from Angel. Then we did The Shift, very unique film, sci-fi and faith, not something you typically see together. And fans love that. It's a multiverse retelling of the Book of Job, inspired by the Book of Job. So that came out in December. And next we have Cabrini. Cabrini is coming March 8th. So that's what we're really focused on right now, because that's coming up. I'm not sure when this will air, but that's coming up here in a couple weeks. And man, that film. It's Alejandro Monteverde who directed and wrote Sound of Freedom. This is his next movie. And every scene is like, it's a painting. It's just the cinematography. It's spectacular. It's beautiful. It's inspiring.
I've heard that from some, I haven't seen the film, but I've heard that from so many people that it's just, it's so beautiful.
To me,
beautiful.
It's his best work. He did Bella, Little Boy, Sound of Freedom, and then Cabrini.
You think this is better than Sound of Freedom? Oh, don't it's go on tough. The record, right?
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
I will put you on the spot.
All the kids are beautiful.
right. I can't. I'm sorry. I forgot who I'm talking to. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No, but it's just a very different film. It's not something you'd even compare.
I don't want you to be shredded cheese.
Thank you. Yes.
Sorry.
We just put out a new trailer with, and Shania Twain agreed to put some of her music. So it's this, we're taking this piece where it takes place in early 1900s New York, and women, I think, everywhere should see this movie, and men should see it twice. I think is what the executive producer have said, and it's so true. It's just an inspiring story to hear about this forgotten kind of American hero that I think most people don't remember or don't know her name. And so you will be inspired, you'll be moved, and I encourage you to go see this film.
Fantastic.
So that's Cabrini. Here at NRB this week, we're screening a bunch of movies that were coming out. We've got 6 movies coming out in 2024.
Goodness.
In theaters, with Cabrini being the first one. We've announced 3 others. We've got 2 that we haven't publicly locked the date yet, but that's our plan, is we're going to bring 6 movies to theaters this year. So the next film is a movie called Sight.
Yes.
And that stars Greg Kinnear, mm-hmm. and Terry Chen, and it's the true story of Dr. Ming Wang, who's based here in the Nashville area, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. well known here especially.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Familiar
but
with that?
What an inspiring figure of someone who immigrated from communist China and came to America and has just made an impact with the technology he's developed in healing people's vision. And so this story has this medical breakthrough side of the story, but it's also looking at his past and where he came from, and how many things he overcame to become who he is today. So it's really, I know a lot of, especially Chinese Americans are like, wow, we're seeing our story and being told on the big screen, but it's a story that will inspire anybody. So,
have you ever thought to yourself, it would be great if there was one location I could go to learn about what new Christian movies are coming out, where I could see them, and interesting stories and news about the latest films and stuff like that? Well, guess what? There's a place, and it's called, wait for it, faithfilmfan.com. If you like Christian movies and you want us to make more of them, you got to go buy a ticket because they're not cheap. So plan a movie night out at faithfilmfan.com. You can also find this podcast on there as well. Thanks for supporting films that are worth watching at faithfilmfan.com. Well, 6 films in a year. I mean, that's a lot of films. That major studios, you know, that's just a lot of films to have to market and tell people about it.
No, I don't have to. We get to. We get to bring these
stories.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a...
And it's really not something that... I mean, we're trying to find a way to bring these, you know, we have to do all of the marketing things and logistics pieces, but the Angel Guild is the ones who are picking these films.
Talk a little bit about the Angel Guild. What is the Guild?
So the Angel Guild is made up of film fans really all across the world. Majority are in the U.S., but we have people in the Guild from 155 countries. Right now there are about 260,000 Guild members. And they are the ones that greenlight and choose the next movies and shows from Angel Studios. So I can't, no cheese can choose at Angel. No executives get to pick or greenlight. That's really the Hollywood model. And so what Angel's doing is not just bringing stories and amplify light. We're actually completely changing the way that content gets selected and distributed. And it's an alternative. It's a complete alternative path. Outside of the Hollywood system, which is this gatekeeper model where you have just executives in Hollywood who are looking at films and picking scripts and deciding what the movies and TV shows that we all see. And we think that model
is broken.
With
their agenda. And they have an agenda.
Absolutely.
There's an absolute agenda in Hollywood.
And so we don't think that, I mean, even if I was to be the guy over there and be that, I wouldn't do any better, because the problem is not who's picking. The problem is that you're trying to have individuals choose. And so our model is with the Angel Guild is the Angel Guild is the people are the ones choosing. So we want the crowd and the audience and all of the viewers and listeners, we want you to be the Hollywood executive. You get to vote and decide, is this, and we ask, so when we show, when you're a Guild member, you get to watch movies early. You get to watch proof of concepts, what we call torches. You get to watch these films right on our TV apps and on our and our mobile apps for Angel Studios, and you'll watch this content, and it'll say, we'll ask you two questions after you watch it. The first one is, does this amplify light? Because that's what our mission is. We want to tell stories and amplify light. So we're asking people, does this amplify light? And we might say, well, what is light? Light is anything that is true, honest, noble, just, admirable, lovely, and excellent. Those are the things that we're looking for from Angel Studios. And we're asking the Angel Guild members to be those kind of guardians. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first thing. Yes, they can say yes, no, or neutral after they watch it. The second question is, how disappointed would you feel if this was never made? And we're looking for people who are passionate about this content. And you can say very disappointed, I'm not disappointed, or somewhat disappointed. And so we take all of that data, and you can also give feedback to the filmmakers, and we share that data to the filmmakers so they can go, oh, interesting. I didn't know that everybody thought and responded to this way. That surprised to me, and they might make some changes and edits. Mm-hmm. Not might. They regularly do based on Guild feedback.
Sure, of course.
So that's the key piece of the Guild is it's choosing and greenlighting the content that Angel's going to bring. And then Guild members get all kinds of benefits for being members. Members also get 2 free tickets to every Angel theatrical release. They get early access in our apps. So after it comes to theaters, the Angel Guild is always the first to get our films. And so there's a lot of other benefits. Angel.com/guild, you can read about it. But that Guild is so important, and that's to changing the way that we bring these stories to the world and create this alternative ecosystem. The theaters are really loving the stories we're bringing to them. And so I don't need anyone in Hollywood's permission as Angel. We the audience says they want it. You get to invest in it, and then you get to go watch it in the theaters. You get early access to it. And so we're working together to say, this is how we change the content ecosystem for the movies and shows that are being brought to your homes and to your local theater.
So do you need to be a Guild member to invest in a film?
No, you don't have to be.
So so these are all crowdfunded, invested, and they get a percentage of profit if the film is profitable.
Yes, you know, we have two kinds of investments. Filmmakers are offering 2 kinds of investment. And so, you know, if a filmmaker comes to us and wants investment, the filmmaker can offer investment in the production budget, where you become a shareholder. The other side of things is where there's the prints and advertising, the marketing investment, just to bring the movie to theaters. So those are the 2 ways that fans can get involved, and just really, like, we're basically saying we need to change this. If we want to change it, we don't have to just be passive consumers. We want to watch and celebrate the content together, but it's really saying, help us choose, invest in these movies. And then let's watch them together and spread the word. And when that happens, that's when the impact. That's the reason we're having the impact we're having as Angel Studios. Not because it's just that the films are better, but because people are involved and they're passionate about these stories.
So what a lot of my listeners might not know is that you've been in this industry for so many years, a real pillar of the industry and the what's going on streaming and things. You've been behind the scenes in so much that has of the developments that what we've done. So you personally, what is it for you working with Angel? Because this is just taken off. I mean, this is amazing what has been happening with Angel. What has this been like for you?
It's just been the biggest gift and blessing. It's like if the thing that I think many of us have been working towards for years, and to see the growth and the explosion of powerful content, and that really that faith-based filmmaking is mainstream filmmaking. I that's the thing I'm most excited about. And so my heart, and I really feel for me personally, my calling has been to come alongside these artists and to help build platforms to get their word out to the world. And I'm not a filmmaker, but I'm passionate to support the filmmakers. And so that's really been my role, is to be a supporter alongside. And that's what we're all trying to do, is how do we support and bring these projects forward? So it's really just been a gift. It's it's a dream to be able to do things at this level, bringing movies to theaters. And there's something important, I think, about the theater, where it's the public square. I know there's been a lot of, like, we've had Christian bookstores have gone away. You know, there's a lot of things these movies used to come that we've been all trying to figure out. And now it's been streaming and all of that, which is great. We all the ways the content can come is important. There's something important about the movie theater, I think, where it's the public square, if you will, of our day. And us choosing and be a part of saying, these are the kinds of stories I want in my city and I want in my home. That's the kind of thing that impacts culture and makes change. So that's one of the things I'm personally excited about. And the other thing I'm really praying is that God would raise up Michelangelos of in our generation. When you think about the history of Christian art, really, or history of art is very Christian, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
And we're seeing that nowadays, and I'm hoping that more and more, especially in an era where you can't, they're like, when people don't know what truth is, when they see something beautiful, and art has the power to grab our hearts and open us up to hear something that we might not have been willing to hear before. And that's why I think putting movies of faith into the public theaters, where they can see a story that's beautiful, it can open our hearts to see something that the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us. And so that creates impact and that creates change, and we need that in the world today.
Well, you can get more information by going to angel.com, right? That's the address? And you can find out about a film maybe you want to support. Maybe you want to be a part of this. If you don't like what's going on in Hollywood, you've got the power to do something about it. And you can do that at angel.com. Jared Giese, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Rick. My
pleasure. Oh, man. So good to see you again. And, you know.
Likewise.
Great friend. And thanks for doing the show with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
I finally got some cheese on the show. I'm excited.
Thanks for listening today. Be sure to subscribe to the show and like us. Hey, would you tell a friend about the show? That would really help us out. You can find out more by going to faithfilmfan.com. That's faithfilmfan.com. I'm your host, Rick Altizer. We'll be back soon for another episode of the Faith Film Fan Podcast.